Last week, the family of Albert Namajira was awarded an undisclosed sum by the territory government as compensation for losing the copyright to the great artist's works. Now, there's more good news for the descendants of the famous indigenous watercolourist. A collection of important paintings and artefacts have been donated to the Namajira Trust by the family of Archibald Prize-winning artist Arthur Murch. Murch had a lifelong association with Hermannsburg, the former mission west of Alice Springs and the home of Albert Namajira. He first visited back in 1933 and would go on to produce dozens of paintings and drawings of the residents, including Albert Namajira's widow, Rubina. Earlier this week, Arthur Murch's daughter, Michelle, arrived in Alice Springs to officially hand over the works, and producer Emma Sleeth was there.
At the Many Hands Art Centre in Alice Springs, Michelle Murch is unwrapping paintings by her late father, Arthur Murch.
It's a big trip, this one, isn't it?
It's very significant for us. I was telling my daughter today about, you know, she's saying, oh, I really love that portrait. And I said, yep, we're saying goodbye to them from our position, but we're so proud to be handing them over. It's really a very significant time for us.
Mervyn Rabunja, one of the senior artists, is here to meet Michelle and get first look at the paintings.
So this one's the most finished of the ones. And he did this in 1964.
Oh, a long time, when I was a school boy.
This is Namajira at Hermannsburg.
Two of the portraits are of Albert Namajira's widow, Rubina Namajira. She's seated and has shoulder-length white hair.
That's a more finished one. This one isn't so finished because he was still painting it when he was an old man. He was.
Oh, I don't have to see much to it.
He got Alzheimer's disease.
Ah, bye-bye.
Yep, and he started, the colours were wrong, and so my mum put the painting away so he wouldn't do any more funny colours on it. I've come back to the centre because I'm bringing a donation of paintings, mainly portraits, to the Namajira Legacy Trust, and plus also some artefacts that my father collected in 1933. He made four trips to the centre, 1933, 1934, 1964 and 1987. And the first two trips were, he was an official artist to a medical study that emanated from Sydney University, and they were studying the metabolism of energy of desert-dwelling peoples. On that 1933-34 trip, my father was fairly prolific with drawings and paintings, and so two of the paintings that I'm bringing back and donating are from that period. The other five he painted in 1964. Here they are. Is it this one? No, there's another one of Judith. So
that's
there's
Judith.
Another portrait there, yeah.
And that's Judith's mother?
Yep.
And Judith, yeah, you
and
can see.
My dad with some.
See the nose? And the forehead. Same.
Mervyn quickly recognises two of his relatives in the other portraits, Judith Inkamala and her mother, Veronica Tobra.
I'm looking at old granny.
Veronica
is
your grandmother?
Yeah, grandmother. My auntie's mother. Mm.
Have you ever seen any pictures or photos of Veronica?
Not the first time I'm looking at.
I think that those first trips in 1933 and 34, the experience just opened his mind and opened his eyes. He was amazed at the countryside and at the people, their resilience, the beautiful statuesque people that they were. And he loved to draw them and he loved communicating with people. So I think it was a joyous time for him in a lot of ways to make those connections. He was very interested in art and pictography and how people represented things. He was fascinated at the way the Aboriginal people drew animals and represented things. So that was one of his main interests.
Do you remember having your portrait painted?
Yeah.
Arthur
Marshall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah.
Later that afternoon, Michelle and her daughter travelled to Hermannsburg to meet Judith Inkamala, the subject of two of Arthur's portraits.
And he called me young girl. Come, he said, I'll paint your face, you look nice.
How did you feel when he asked you if he could paint you?
I felt happy, you know, make me laugh, tricky, why, like, paint my face, yeah.
Judith's mother was Veronica Tobra, also painted in one of the portraits at a similar age, 30 years earlier.
She was thinking, she was looking, and she said, all right, I'll have a paint. She had a handkerchief, and she pulled her handkerchief away, comb a little bit, and she's sitting down, sit on a chair, and had the paint to her face.
Your mother told you that story?
Yeah.
When was the decision made to return these paintings and artefacts to the Namatjira Trust?
I made the decision at the beginning of 2017, really, when the film The Namatjira Project was being launched, and I realised the importance, every kind of gesture, symbolic or a physical gesture like returning artefacts and paintings, can be to reparation of the harm that had been done to the Namatjira family and the community generally with the withholding of the rights, the copyright to Albert Namatjira's work. I mean, it was the right thing to do. These paintings have been in our family for a long time. It was so important to be able to bring them back for the relatives of those people that are represented in the paintings.
In 1987, Arthur Murch made his last trip to Hermannsburg with his daughter, Michelle.
In 1987, he was 85. He had been suffering from Alzheimer's disease. I had a 3.5-year-old daughter, Nella, who's with me on this trip. And sometimes he'd recognise the country. He recognised the country enough to go back home and continue painting on a big mural of the Gosses, which I still have.
How do you think he'd feel about the paintings and the artefacts coming back here to Central Australia?
I think my father would be very proud to know that those works are coming back here to the people who he admired so much. You know, it meant so much to him, this area, and the connections are so great. I think he'd be very proud.
Michelle Murch speaking with producer Emma Sleeth from the community of Hermannsburg and also from the Many Hands Art Centre in Alice Springs, where those paintings will be on display this weekend as part of the annual Indigenous art event Desert Mob.